themselves with the comments made earlier on this section by the United States government. Further, and to our dismay, several of the issues that have been raised over the years of negotiation remain in place in this third revised draft. With respect to definitions laid out in Article 1, this LVI does not reflect generally accepted legal norms and is too general to ensure consistent application and workability. The term victim in 1.1 is misused and should be replaced by the word plaintiff or complainant. Victims are those who have been found by a court of law to have suffered harm. Therefore, use of the term victim throughout this text presupposes guilt by a third party rather than more precisely capturing the rights of an individual who alleges harm has been done. Extension of the definition of victim to immediate family members and dependents of the direct victim is yet another example of the misuse of the word victim. Determination of harms affecting dependents of direct victims are matters to be decided by courts based on the facts of an individual case. This additional language should be deleted. Article 1.2 seeks to redefine internationally recognized human rights as including the right to safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. Not only does no such right exist in international human rights law, but its insertion will ultimately lead to interpretive inconsistency. This phrase should be deleted. Concerning Article 1.3, defining business activities as including any other activity is overly vague. Business activities must be linked to trade, commerce, or other economic action. This definition should be made more precise. We have serious concerns about the inclusion of business conducted by electronic means. Given the pace of digitalization, the complexity of digital networks and transaction, and the potential negative consequence of this type of liability on SMEs, the imprecision of this definition needs to be clarified or the clause should be deleted. Similar issues arise with the definition of business relationships in Article 1.5 as capturing any other structure or relationship, including activities taken by electronic means. This ambiguous language would extend due diligence duties and liability beyond the scope of a business's contractual relationships where they have little to no leverage or control. The UNGPs and the OECD M&E guidelines provide a clear definition of business relationships that should be mirrored here. Those instruments define business relationships as relationships with business partners, entities in its value chain, and any other non-state or state entity directly linked to its business operations, products, or services. We also wish, lastly, to align ourselves with comments made by IOE, and we will be providing our written edits to via email. Thank you.